Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Should Craig Counsell bench PCA today after PCA's nonchalant catch of a fly ball and forgetting how many outs there were, allowing the Cardinals to score what turned out to be the winning run in a loss Tuesday night?
I love the way the Cub teammates supported PCA after the game. I love the way that this second-year player who's had an MVP-like first half has already gained the respect of the veterans in that clubhouse enough to have them rally around him when the question came up about how that mistake, his nonchalant catch at the warning track and then his little spin, cost the Cubs a run in an 8-7 loss. I applaud that. I admire that. But I don't know if you're Craig Counsell, if you can tolerate that. It depends on what you want to be. It depends on how you manage this team. And we're not there every day. We don't know how the personalities mesh and what this might imply and all the other things. I was just as frustrated with PCA when he bunted with runners in scoring position. And I don't want that guy taking the bat out of his hands. No, I didn't like that either. That was maybe from the dugout. I don't know. But if it was just him, then I think that would add and exacerbate the other mental mistake, because it was a mental mistake. It wasn't a physical mistake. It wasn't a striking out with bases loaded or something where you just couldn't come through, or even a physical error. A mental error to that degree, and it was a little bit nonchalant, a little bit showboaty. If you're Craig Counsell, I would support him and understand if he benched him today. Other people are going to have different standards. Different managers are going to have different approaches. In Pittsburgh, we saw O'Neill Cruz benched for loafing down the first baseline. He has more of a history than PCA, so certainly I understand sometimes that factors in as well. Pete Crow Armstrong is my favorite Cub player. I love everything about him. His exuberance, you heard his personality on the interview last Friday. All of that is not any different if you make a statement to him and you draw a line and said you can't cross it. That was wrong. We're going to sit there and think about it. And I don't know that if I'm Craig Counsell, he probably won't do that. But if he did, I would understand it and support it.
There is absolutely no shot. No shot. Now, he might not be in the lineup today because it's a road game and they have taken a beating. But it's not going to be because of this. I didn't have a chance to look it up exactly. But, I mean, nonchalant. I think that's tough. Like when somebody says your effort was nonchalant, that is a rough adjective to throw on what somebody did, in my opinion, or didn't do, how they acted. I'm trying to rewatch the video because if you can only imagine,
Dustin,
my reaction
every time
to
he
it
catches
a
ball,
real time,
a fly ball, it's nonchalant. Nonchalant is casual.
Yes.
Very casual.
Too casual.
Too casual.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've seen him. I just saw it literally in real time. I've seen much worse from him. And he, listen, they're only 2.5 games up. This is part of the problem. If they were 5 games up, I'd give him a day off. But you can't take your best player or your second best player and sit him down, and then all of a sudden be a game and a half up, and then be only up a half. God forbid you get swept out of St. Louis. That's part of the equation. I'm almost more upset about the bunt than I am about the nonchalant catch.
I don't think you can afford.
I hope we ask guests about the fact that David Haw called his efforts nonchalant.
I'm fine with that word.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's not. It's not an insulting word. It's
no,
an accurate
it's actually a
depiction
good description
of what he does every yeah. single fly ball.
I find it insulting.
I don't have much to say about how you find nonchalant. I'm nonchalant about it. I would say that you just can't afford to bench the guy right now. The other thing is you can't come out of a game, say he made a mistake, he just made a mistake, forgive him and make an excuse for him, which is, I know, the excuse being he made an error, and then bench him. That would signify that it's stuck in your craw and you can't get past it. And I think, Dave, it's stuck in your craw and you can't get past it. And if you were Craig Counsell, you would bench him. But
I'm okay with acknowledging that.
Everybody's different. I'm just saying, you have every right to feel that way. But I don't think it would blend in harmony with the way the guy reacted to the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just chalked it off as he made a mistake. That happens, and guys make mistakes. And then to turn around and bench him as a result of it would be counterproductive to the way that he sort of forgave or covered for whatever the problem was there. I just don't think it's going to happen. And I think, Dustin, you probably are right. I don't think they can afford to. I think they need this guy. And I think there's a reason that he plays every game, and it's because they need him. And it brings not only and you're right. When there are times he goes back and he'll pop out his glove at the last second and catch the ball, and he does it, you know, it's kind of – there's a little flair maybe, but it's – the nonchalance is sort of his signature. I've got that one. Yeah, don't worry about that. But I don't think it would – I don't think it would blend in harmony with the way he responded yesterday to Ben Bencham today.
I appreciate the way you guys describe it and where you're coming from. But I would think that if you are going to have a standard and a disciplinary approach, you have to enforce that standard regardless of the standings and what kind of losing streak you might be in.
Yeah, but I also don't believe you can downplay the guy doing something that cost you a big run and then pretend like now you're going to hold him up to – I don't know. I think you're better off keeping him and playing him, and I would not bench him in a crucial game like this just because I think you're more likely to win with him than without him.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably need to win right now. You don't want what Dustin has said. You don't want to fall any farther behind. 312-644-6767. It's Mullion Hall on the Score.
It's just a mistake.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you just made a mistake. Obviously lost track of the outs, and it's just a mistake.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's the voice of Craig Counsell, and he's talking about Pete Crow Armstrong, who lost track of the outs. He caught a ball in the outfield, and he allowed a run to score.
Yeah.
He didn't fire the ball back in to prevent it or attempt to prevent it. I'm not sure it would have prevented it.
I'm not sure it would have prevented him from getting to third base, but it would have prevented the run. The guy scored from second.
Yeah, I know.
It was definitely a mistake. And nonchalant is feeling or appearing casually calm and relaxed, yes. Not displaying anxiety, interest, or enthusiasm. It typically is maybe applied in a maybe negative sense. It doesn't have to be, though.
There was no sense of urgency because he didn't know how many outs there were.
Yes, there basically was a casual approach to it, and the Cubs paid the price. They lose 8-7. It overshadows the fact that Jameson Taillon was on the mound for all of those runs, and he gave up 3 home runs. And that is something that you stated well, that right now, if that was a statement game, the statement was Jameson Taillon is a third starter.
I like the guy, and I think he's done well.
This Cub team is very likable.
They are likable.
They're very affable. They're very easy to pull for and to enjoy. That doesn't mean that they're immune to the kind of critique that you have when you see stuff happen like that. It doesn't make we talk all the time in every sport, every season, accountability, accountability, accountability. It's the most often used word in sports.
Yes.
All that we're saying and talking and discussing is how much accountability do you come out of last night, whether it's Jameson Taillon for the home run pitches he throws or Pete Carl Armstrong and the casual nonchalant approach that he took.
And if we played Craig Counsell coming in, does that sound like a guy that's going to bench him today?
No.
It doesn't. And that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying you can't sound like that and sort of forgive the error and then hold him accountable the next day.
He's not that kind of manager either.
No.
I don't think he has proven to be that kind of manager. No. He's not Bobby Cox. He's not the guy that would pull out Andrew Jones because of a situation similar. He's not that guy to this point.
What do you think? Would you bench him? 312-644-6767 is the number. Have you seen enough of Pete Crow Armstrong? Have you had your fill of the guy? 312-644-6767.
PC absent-minded.
He went from PC All-Star to PC absent-minded. Right there, Professor. Yeah. You forgot that, too. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.